Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's a hard Knicks life. It is a hard Knicks life. A hard Knicks life. Oh, it's a hard Knicks life.
Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
And good day to Jay, aka Blanderson Hooper.
Good day to you as well, Craig. It almost actually is the day. Don't you think? Right?
Why? Because we're recording this at almost midnight?
Yes. Yes. That's
because
the
in the final
why.
3 minutes of the Knicks game, I fucking fell asleep. I was loving that game.
I wish I fell asleep during the last 3 minutes of that game.
I wake up to my wife coming home saying, Craig, aren't you doing your podcast? And I freak out looking at my phone and you guys are like, you're awfully quiet. I've seen texts. You're quiet.
Yeah. It's just weird. Usually you're like, yeah, you know, you get annoyed.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, where are you?
I don't know. Watching the Knicks shoot like 30-something percent for the whole game put me to sleep. But
it's funny. It's funny that you were able to sleep with all that clanging going on.
Mm.
All those bricks, right?
All those bricks. Yeah. Just taking a beating. Just felt like I was getting beaten for hours. All right, guys. If you like our show, if you listen to it, leave us some ratings and reviews wherever you listen. You can call us if you want to be a part of the show. We try to get pretty much everyone's voicemails in, so call us. Tell us how you're feeling. Barry, what's that number?
516-33-MESH-1. That is 516-336-3741.
And please, subscribe to the one podcast that makes your fucking wife listen to our diarrhea stories. How about that, guys? Johnny Bones, longtime listener. I honestly don't know how he went this long with him and his wife. Unless it's a brand new wife, but I'm pretty sure this is the wife he's had the whole time we've done the show. And this is the first diarrhea or shit story she's heard.
Well, right, Barry,
did you see that message?
Yes, I saw it, yeah.
He said it was his wife's first exposure to the show after they dropped their kid off at school. And there's Blandy telling everyone about his diarrhea problems.
You asked me about it, so.
So I just want to get to it because there were some comments on YouTube saying they were concerned, they were hoping it was just a bad case of diarrhea. We know, yeah. We all know you got tested recently. Yeah. So what's the verdict? I think we all want to know. Are you okay?
I got my blood results today and my CT scan results yesterday, and there's nothing wrong with me, which is great and also
that's
not
good news, Barry. Well, yeah,
it's just a bug, I guess. A stomach bug is what was causing the diarrhea. Although they had me on antibiotics, so I still kind of, you know, things are still kind of messed up, but. You know.
But you are not very remarkable, you said.
Yes. According to my CAT scan, I tweeted that out. Everything is unremarkable. My spleen, my liver,
you tweeted
my heart.
That?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Thanks. Thanks for that. And also, my muscles are unremarkable. And most importantly, it says reproductive organs, unremarkable.
It said that?
Oh, yeah.
But your muscles?
Yes.
Wait a second. What muscles?
Because it basically, it's just, when it says unremarkable, it means that everything was okay. Like, there was nothing weird.
Yes,
but it literally goes through.
Yeah. When they're reviewing it, when they're reviewing it, they're reviewing your organs, your muscles, your fatty tissues, all that
stuff. Yeah, it went through everything. Internal organs, reproductive organs. It went through all that, bones, and everything was unremarkable.
But unremarkable means that there's nothing weird, bad.
Yeah, if they don't have a remark to make about it, like if nothing stood out, then it's unremarkable.
So then what's grossly unremarkable?
I don't know, but that's what it said for some kind of my vessels or something like that. Grossly unremarkable.
Yeah,
that means I guess that's just really unremarkable.
Good. Yeah, like really, they're in really good shape.
I guess.
Right.
But nothing like seeing that your reproductive organs are unremarkable. I showed that to my wife. I said, I always knew it, but, you know.
Yeah. The Knicks third pick in the lottery, unremarkable as of late. There's a segue into some Knicks talk.
No, he's remarkable. But, you know, by the way they do it, he'd be remarkable because there's problems.
Yes, there are remarks to be made about
him. Right, because there's a lot of issues, right.
Yeah.
He is actually grossly remarkable, I would say. We'll fucking get into all that. Guys, basketball is back and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering info, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports and events, whether that's the NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing,
Or even golf,
Barry. Fucking jackpot, Blandy. We did it. We got a drop in. Congratulations. Even though it's a late start, we're in. We're going.
There we go.
Even golf. Why do they say that?
Because who gives a shit?
Have you guys bet on golf yet?
No.
Over these past couple weeks? No?
No, it's not golf season.
I actually did. I bet there was like one morning where I'm sitting on my toilet and I was scrolling through like DraftKings and I had like a couple dollars to burn and I saw that there was some tournament, the CJ Cup or something I've never heard of. And there was some dude that had like he must be a really bad golfer because he had like a 5,000 plus 5,000 thing. And I was like, I'll just throw like these $2 down on that.
Oh my God.
It's like Emilio something. It was his name. Yeah, it was a waste, but, you know. Where was I? Head on over. Ooh, Blandy. You couldn't wait till
is
after
the
show.
Is that the shit
show?
That he took while he made that bet, or is that his money going down the drain?
Oh, that's
could
my
be both. That
I
could
thought
be
Blandy
both.
Was having a diarrhea problem. Did you? Are you doing the show from your toilet right now?
That was you betting from the toilet, and also, you flushing your money down the toilet.
There
it's
you
a
go.
A little bit of both.
Head on over to betonline.ag and join to get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BLEAV to receive your rewards. Bet online where the game starts. Show me the money.
Show me the money!
There you go. All right, guys. Knicks versus Charlotte. Overtime winning game. That was
nice.
Unremarkable. Or remarkable. I'm confused.
I don't know. The double negatives thing is very
all right. Anyway, we everyone was flying high after that game. Sure, we blew a big lead, went to overtime, but Jalen Brunson fucking monster in that game, right? 27 points, 13 boards, 7.
To borrow a phrase from our friend.
Assists.
Yes, to borrow a phrase from our friend Dr. Dickey.
Oh my God. Can you let me correct my horrible
cool as
error?
A cucumber. I had to get that in there.
27 points, 13 assists, 7 boards. Yeah, cool as a cucumber. We were remarking after that game about how Brunson, we wouldn't have won that game without Brunson. He was what we always wanted out of a point guard, and he did it that game. He was hitting big threes at the end of that game. Barry, I mean, that game was great, right? How are you feeling after that game? 3-1 at that point.
3-1, which I believe is a record that we thought we should be at that point. We played, three Capri teams, and we pushed a good Memphis team into overtime going all the way back to game one. So, it felt very good. Dennis Smith Jr. looked great that game. That was pretty impressive.
Imagine Dennis Smith Jr. Game, beat us in the Garden in that game. That would have been devastating.
Brutal. That would have been brutal.
There's no reason we should have gone to overtime, though.
True.
We had a big lead that we just, and the next thing you know, we're down by five.
True, but again, I mean, to see Jalen Brunson come through the way that he did down the stretch, and it wasn't just setting the table for his teammates that point guards often do. He showed that he could be the man and can take over a game. So to have that, and, you know, that gave me confidence going forward, you know, for this season, and knowing, look, we made the right choice giving this guy the money that we did, which wasn't an outrageous amount of money. It was a great value pay for what we got, and it looks like he's outplaying his contract. Again, five games in, but, I mean, you know, you could see the goods.
Yeah, and it felt like, I think that was like the second game in a row where we were able to win a close game, right? Which we've always struggled with because we don't have that guy. And it finally felt like maybe we have that guy. Randall doesn't have to do it all at the end of the game, which basically puts us in a position to lose every game like that. You know, but I think Randall had a couple big buckets towards the end of that game too, and partially probably because he didn't have all that pressure and they were able to share that load. So
And RJ contributed as well. You know, he wasn't able to shoot that well, but when he got his ass to the line, he hit four clutch free throws towards the end of that game that were really important. And again, you know, one of the problem areas of his game, you know, coming through those first 3 years that he's been doing tremendous on, you know, up to this point this season.
I think even Clyde, when they inbounded the ball to him, was criticizing the Knicks why get it to RJ? You don't know how if he's going to hit these free throws. And then, yeah, he nailed all of them. So that was huge. But obviously, we got to get to the most recent game.
Yeah, this was the game everybody was looking at. Like, let's see really where this Knicks team is when they actually have to play, you know, some competition that's above them.
Right. Play one against maybe the best player in the NBA in Giannis. Mitch, after the Charlotte game, was talking to some shit basically about facing the Bucks and wanting to D up against Giannis, and he wants to be
known
as one of the best defensive players in the year. And that did not get off to a good start, Barry, did it?
No.
Giannis, what did he do in the first quarter? He did anything he wanted.
11 right? points.
13, something like that? Yeah.
Right?
Some poster dunks. I mean, he was all over the place.
No, I mean, there might have been, I still can't say it. What you said.
Effervescent. Yeah.
Evanescent. That's what you said.
Five on zero. Because when Giannis wants to go from one end of the court to the other, there might as well be no defenders there. Because it could be one on three. And Giannis is still going to do as he pleases and get to the rim with ease.
Now, he finished with 30 points, 14 boards, plus 27, 9 assists, almost triple-double. He, you know, there's not, they said in that game, there's not that many other players on that team that scare you, but he's that good, you know, and they didn't have Middleton, and honestly, no one on the Knicks had it going tonight. It was a tough night to watch them. 39.8% from the field.
They still shot better than the Bucks, though. Did you see that? The Bucks shot like 38% from the field.
Yeah, there were only two guys that had it going for the Bucks. Grayson Allen, you know, shot really well from three, and then that other short number five on their team. I don't know the box score in front of me, but he shot very well from three as well.
Yeah, they out rebounded us. I mean,
you mean Javon Carter?
Yes.
Mitch, 5 points, nine boards. He was in foul trouble pretty early, right? Yeah. He couldn't contain Giannis.
A couple of big blocks, though, towards the end of the game.
Really nice block on Giannis driving to the lane. I mean, that was, when you saw that, you were at least like, oh, all right, Mitch got that little victory in him. Other than that, it was tough.
That's why it was a big block. Yeah,
too little,
Jalen was disappointing for sure, right? 3 for 10 from the fields, 13
three
points.
Early sloppy turnovers from Brunson, too. Uncharacteristic because they were... It wasn't like he tried to make like a needle, like thread the needle type pass or something and it got stolen. This was just like the defense just took the ball away from him. You know, it was kind of sloppy play. I mean, yeah.
This was the first game like that for him, but it did feel like he lost his confidence a little during this game. And for stretches, the ball wasn't going through him. The offense wasn't running through him. I know he wasn't playing well, but you saw Julius bringing it up more.
So that was disappointing. You know, quickly kept them in the game a little bit, had 14 points. I think he had, what, 7 or 9 in the first half. Obi shot 3 for 5 from 3. His shot was looking really good. Is it not? Better than RJ, at least. I think he's got, I think Obi has like 8, he's like 8 for 15 or something like that from 3 this season. Meanwhile, RJ, guys, is it, I know the last show we were talking about, we got to be patient. This is RJ. Are you guys starting to get, I know it's just a couple games later. RJ on the season right now, 4 for 28 from 3. A lot of Knicks fans were going after him after the Charlotte game about his finishing inabilities. Mm-hmm.
Craig, I'm a big RJ guy.
I always have been. Frustrated. From day one. Frustrated.
The first 3 years, I didn't mind seeing him experimenting and, you know, doing different things, taking extra shots and going to the rim because it's part of player development, right? He's got to grow as a player and he's trying to do these tools. But in year 4, it's a little bit harder to watch. And if you would have given me a time machine from that first season into year 4 of RJ and plant me here to these first 5 games, particularly this Bucks game, aside from some moments in the third quarter when he had a little bit going on, and I had to watch RJ year 4 after what I where I would have expected him to be at this point, I would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
He has no moves at the basket to finish.
None. And there was a layup. It's hard to even call it a layup because he was probably a good 6 to 7 feet away from the basket where he drove. He was on the left side and he tossed it up and he made the shot. But it was like, RJ, that's a bad shot. Yeah. Why are you forcing up the shot? You know what I'm talking about?
I do know, yes.
Yeah.
He threw it off the glass,
and it's like,
right?
And it's like, I want to be happy for you that you finished there, even though, you know, it's hard to call it a finish because you weren't even like in the paint. You were on the edge of the paint. But that was a bad shot.
No,
it was early in the shot clock. It was lucky. It was not a good shot. You should have passed it out and got something else going. I can't have him doing this experimentation shit anymore.
Is it experimentation, though?
I don't know what it is. It feels like it is.
I agree with you.
I feel like his trainer told him, look, you got to get at least 10 drives to the basket tonight, you know, and work on it. No, we're not at that point now. You're in your fourth year of your career. A lottery pick, you should be there already. And if you don't have it, then look, I'm sorry. Work on that outside because now you're detrimental to the team.
Well, right? I mean, if he's shooting 1 for 7 from 3 and he's not finishing when he goes to the hoop, then
maybe mid-range. I don't know. Open up another box to your game. Maybe mid-range is where it's at for you. I don't know what to tell you.
But nobody takes mid-range jumpers.
How much do we get? I know it's only 5 games in, but it's 5 games in on his fourth year, right? So where do we go? Like, how much leeway do we give him?
Right.
You know?
My problem is that it's fifth year, you said? Is it really
fourth year? It's fifth game in his fourth year.
I always get this wrong. I always go the other way, though. Is that...
Oh, yeah?
In driving... Yeah, I go always. No, I don't. He loves facials. Driving to the basket, he looks the same as he does every year. He hasn't improved.
I don't understand.
And I just... Everyone says he can get by his man. That's one of the strengths to his game, is driving the basket. But when he drives the basket, he's always putting a shot up. No matter how well he's covered, no matter how little he can get off the floor, he's got to come up with some other plan than just driving and chucking it up over his head. And sometimes 20% of the time it goes in and the other 80%, it doesn't. It's terrible.
And he gets tunnel vision. You know, it's like if he decides he's going to make a move to the rim, he's going to the rim.
He's taking the shot,
100% of the time. Whereas Julius Randle, if you notice, especially like the last 2 years, specifically this year in these 5 games, if he's taking it in by himself, he's looking to pass first. Going to the hoop is like his secondary option. He's looking to draw a defender over, and he's always looking around the perimeter to dish it out. That's his first option. His second, he'll take it. So I don't know what it is RJ that he feels like he needs to do that.
Once he makes that move, he's putting it up. And
He also has zero. I mean, you see it on fast breaks sometimes. If he's coming down the lane, he'll throw it down. He gets some elevation. But when he's driving to the hoop, there is none.
No.
If you could take Cam Reddish's finishing ability and put it into RJ's
heart.
Then you got a player.
Yeah, you need RJ's heart and Cam Reddish's just...
Cam Reddish also has much longer arms, and he's able to do a lot of stuff around the hoop that RJ cannot.
We've talked about RJ in the past, and it's a funny visual that I always like, where it's like he's playing with a medicine ball or something. Like he comes down lane,
he's walking through sand. He's running through sand.
Yeah, he's running through sand, then he's to heave the ball up a layup. Right,
very ungraceful.
Like it's so difficult.
Yeah.
So it is hard to watch, and I'm a huge RJ fan too. It's the first jersey I've bought since Patrick Ewing.
And yet somehow he's averaging 18 points a game.
It's not because he puts up so many. He puts up so many shots.
If his efficiency was above average, he'd be averaging 30 points a game.
Well, I just looked after tonight's 1-for-7 performance. He is 4-for-28 from three this year. 4-for-28. It's 1-for-7. It's 12%
again. And it's a stretch of 5 games. He can completely erase that, which he's done before. You know, he's had really poor efficiency, and then all of a sudden, the end of the season comes around, and it's like, wow, you know, it's that good. You know, I think you got to go back 2 years to see that, but he's done it. So yeah, it's only 5 games. So yeah, I mean, it could certainly turn around. It's just disheartening to see.
It's not hurting in year four. You know.
Not yet. I mean, they lost the games they're expected to lose, and they've won the games they're expected to win.
But somebody's got to start working with him on some other moves, or the ability to drive and stop and turn around. Jalen Brunson does. Jalen drives and then stops, spins, does a little, you know.
Oh, extreme creativity. And I don't know if that's it. I got to go back, and when I have time, I probably will. Because I'm curious to see it. I got to go back to when Brunson was at Villanova and see if he had those moves in his bag, or if these were moves that he's gathered up with his first few years in the league watching Luka. Because those are very similar to Luka Doncic's moves. When Luka gets it down low, and he's super creative and elusive, you know, at losing his man.
Twisting
I'd love
one
to
way,
see that.
Twisting the other way.
And I don't know if Brunson was like that, you know, in his early days before he got into the NBA.
Shots at all kinds of angles and everything, you know. He just finds a way to get it up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys want to listen to some voicemails? What do you think?
Let's do it.
We got a few here. Let's start off, Blandy. First, we got to tell you about BetStamp, all right? Mm. Free app, sponsor of the show. Barry had a great analogy for it last week. Barry, what did you say? It's like gas stations.
And if you're a bettor, I mean, this is the best way to put it. If you need gas for your car and you pull up to a red light, and you're on empty, and there's 4 gas stations to choose from, one at every corner, and you see the prices up there, you're going to go to the gas station that's got the cheapest price. And that's what BetStamp does for you with your sports books. If you're betting online, it is stupid for you to have one sports book. Maybe you've got FanDuel. Maybe you've got BetMGM.
At least have
it's
two.
It's free to download these sports books. They don't require you to put money into them for a first deposit. You can just download them onto your phone for free and sign up with no deposit.
And they all take money through PayPal, by the way. So you don't even
have to take money through PayPal,
put credit cards to each one,
credit card
or
your account. However you want to do it.
The same payment way.
Right. And you're probably already betting, but you may only be using one or two sports books. The deal with BetStamp, it's a free app that you can download, and it's basically going to do line shopping for you. You'll be able to find the best odds on BetStamp, and they have a super easy to follow layout, which will compare the best available odds at one sportsbook versus, you know, for the best sportsbook versus the worst. For example, I put money on the Giants this weekend, and I put money on the Jets this weekend.
Yeah,
I like
Jets
both of them. Right. So Jets-Patriots, you could get +124 for the Jets to beat the Patriots on FanDuel, whereas DraftKings is only giving you +115. So if you know you're making that bet, you can get that extra money in your pocket, and BetStamp's going to tell you where to go to do that. For the Giants,
wait, what did you get on the Jet game?
+124 if you take them outright on the money line. +124
on, which
on
one?
FanDuel.
Oh, okay. Because earlier in the week, I took them for 120 on DraftKings because that was the best deal at the time.
Yeah. And so Giants in Seattle, I'm taking the Giants +3 points, and I'm getting +100 on Caesars, as opposed to minus 110 on BetMGM or DraftKings.
That's a big difference.
Wow, it's a huge difference.
Huge difference. Yeah.
So it's going to have all that in front of you. It's an awesome app. I've been using it now for weeks. And again, over the course of time, you're going to be making these bets anyway. You're going to win more money on the bets you win. You're going to lose less money on the bets you lose. So it's a no-brainer if you like to bet on sportsbooks. And also, if you do download this app, which I recommend that you do, again, it's free, you should reach out to Craig or Blandy or myself through a DM on Twitter or email us, and we could get you a free setup session with the guys at BetStamp, which is also free, and they'll walk you through the app, the best way to use it, all free. So it's a no-brainer for anybody that likes to bet.
Or yeah, if you're gonna look to get download betting. The app, use promo code HARDKNICKSLIFE. And one final thing, if you do download it, we had a couple listeners this week download it, and then they followed us on there. I'm sorry, they didn't follow you, Blandy. Blandy's a little bit upset about it. They followed me and Barry, and you can see the bets we're making. So that's cool as well. I think I'm HARDKNICKSLIFE. Barry's, what are you on there?
B Dworkin,
and Blandy is Blandy Hooper, so easy to find. All right, Blandy, I think even though the Knicks lost tonight, we need Ralph to give us everyone a little fucking pick-me-up here. Because even in a loss, who doesn't want to hear Ralph's reactions? We got him reacting to the Charlotte win and the Bucks loss.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Get ready to rumble. It's the dog fight. Ruff, ruff, ruff. The tie game, and my heart is in my hand. I don't know what's going to happen.
At least it's his heart in his hand.
Overtime! Knicks win! Knicks win! Knicks win! Jalen Brunson, incredible! Knicks versus Bucks. You're in the doghouse.
Doghouse.
Get ready to rumble. We're hanging in there. Did Brunson's three-point count shot at the end?
Nope.
Who knows? Or we're getting blown away. Not enough three-point defense. These guys are killing us with the threes. Jeez. Well, we lost, but we fought hard. I think we're going to be competitive all year. Thing you want to say, Danny?
Well, if the Knicks had to lose, I'm glad it was to the Bucks. Ah!
Danny likes Giannis.
That's right.
Janie likes Giannis.
Who doesn't like Giannis?
She's got a couple different types then. Giannis and Tibbs.
Yeah, that's not the least bit similar. I mean, not at all.
You know, Ralph said that. What was that? Oh, nobody heard that. I was talking over it.
Sorry.
Do you want to play it again?
Tibbs is a hottie with that facial hair.
Oh, yeah. Just for anyone who might have missed that. When he said his heart was in his hands, I don't know what you meant by that, Blandy. Well, I'm glad it was just your heart, but...
I think you know what I meant.
I don't, honestly. I don't think you should talk like that when Ralph is involved. This sweet, nice man. I was like shaking at the end of that. That was an exciting game for just the fourth game of the season. Weren't you like... I mean, I shake when I get like nervous towards the end of those games. It was intense. That three-point shot his foot was on the line.
Yeah.
Right? Yes,
like the tiniest
fucking
little bit
barely.
Of his toe.
It couldn't have been any closer.
Oof.
Oh, man.
It was like the shot today, like going, you know, at what was it, at the half?
Oh, yeah, that was super close, too.
Was it still on his fingertips? So had it not?
Yeah, because if you looked at the clock, the red thing on the backboard, right, for the shot clock.
It looked like he beat it.
Was red. That one, it didn't look like he beat, but...
Oh, I thought it looked like he did, but the red
the
on the bottom
clock
of the...
On the game, like, was 0.1, and it was out of his hands. I don't know.
On the press, where the press is there, or where the announcers are, with that red light, it didn't look like he got it off in time.
Yeah, that sucks. But I like wasted a good, like I yelled, like, oh, yeah, you know, when he hit that shot.
That's great.
And then... they take it back. It's like, what a waste of a fucking
what a waste
show
of
emotion.
Sure.
It's too bad.
All right, Blandy, who's next?
Next up, here we go. Oh, Murder Jim, it looks like.
Murder Jim. Man, these games are great. Look, everything that's happening, man. I'm really into it. I think we should all be. The new Twitter, man. Getting into talking to you, man. Like, you know, with this whole... Cam Reddish is the fucking best, and then he's, you know, Cam Reddish is going to be, he's not going to be a superstar. But I think he can work. I love everything that fucking Randall's doing, man. So let's get back on board with him, man. Because he needs the support, obviously. He's psychologically damaged. And RJ Barrett, we're going to be patient with him. But, I mean, the team is fucking... They're winning the games that they won the game they're supposed to win. And see what happens, man. But I'm excited, man. I'm feeling really, really good about all of this. And we all should, man. Stop with the negative shit, all you fucks out there. All you Twitter fucks out there who are like fucking... Now, RJ's a role player. Yeah, man. Maybe he is, man. So is Scottie Pippen, man. I don't know. But I hate Scottie Pippen, by the way. But I don't know. I'm out here. I'm listening to you guys. I love you guys. I'm going to try to go. I'm here in the Bay Area. I'm going to try to hit that Warriors-Knicks game. Oh. And I love what you're doing. Obi Toppin!
Guys, if I ever go to San Francisco, I got to meet up with Murder Jim. Don't you?
Do you really? Is that really what you want to do? You want to go to a different state, a strange state, yeah, and meet up with somebody whose name is Murder Jim?
For a guy named Murder Jim, he sounds like a lot of fun. Doesn't he?
Does. Yeah, 100%.
That's how he lures you in. And then all of our listeners,
man, I'd love to get a fucking party together.
I didn't say rapes and murders you. I said he murders you.
Murder Jim, what would happen if we met up with you? Like, would I need a chaperone? Or would it be safe? We need to know. Let us know. Let's tell Knicks fans not to get too upset about this Bucks loss. For this Bucks loss, everything's going great. All right? It's one game. I just feel like you shouldn't let it take away from the good vibes that we had going into it. I'm not going to let the game ruin how I'm feeling about this team, about Jalen. Everyone was off.
Okay,
a really great player. It is what it is. I'm moving on. You're down.
Well, because here's a couple of problems with what Murder Jim said. Okay, one problem. First of all, the RJ to being a role player, you know, Scottie Pippen was a role player. If RJ turns out to be Scottie Pippen, fuck, sign me up. I mean,
I'd take that in a second. What Knicks fan wouldn't sign for that?
Yeah,
Scottie Pippen. I do agree that Murder Jim is downplaying how good Scottie Pippen was.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Number two, they lost the games they're supposed to lose and win the games supposed to win. Okay. If they continue that route through this season, then you're looking at like a 37-win team is basically what it comes down to. If it comes down to like that.
Depends what you
win the games they're supposed to win and lose the games they're supposed to lose, right? Because that's how it's going to break down if you look at Vegas.
But our two losses are against great teams.
True. And
yes.
You great could teams. Argue we teams were in there. Okay. Here's a positive. 10
for the title.
Here's a positive. I've seen over the last number of years the Knicks get crushed by the Bucks and go down 24 points by the Bucks many times. And yet this game,
I can't tell.
But I am losing my voice. I will go into tips because I don't want to waste this rest.
This might be the moment.
This is ideal. This is ideal. But tonight we actually cut that lead down to 11, which in the past we would have just folded. It would have grown from 24 to 40.
Okay. Right? Tips,
And then we got it down to 9 in the fourth, right? I mean, so they could have just given up and, I mean, it was bad there for a while. What was it? How many points in a row did the Bucks score? 18?
Yeah, it was an 18 to 0.
Yeah, 18 to nothing
straight.
Run.
Yeah. RJ, I mean, honestly, we're all killing RJ, but RJ is the only one that kept us within even striking distance in that third.
Well, we had 8 points you know, in the third what RJ does, is Tibbs now talking. What RJ dubs for our team is he's such a versatile player. You can switch with him, you can blitz with him. You can drop with him. You can go on a picnic with him. You can double dutch. You know, that's what he brings to the team.
Would you ever double dutch Janie, Tibbs? I don't even know. Is that a thing, double dutch? I don't know. I just feel like.
Yeah, we go double dutch.
It's the jump rope.
Yeah, double dutch.
Would you ever double dutch with Janie and Ralph?
Sure. We do the old man, the lady.
What do you think that people are calling you a hottie falling down with that beard?
Pardon me?
What do you think that women across America are calling you a hottie? That facial.
They've
hair.
Called me a hottie. They call me I don't know what the term means, but a munch or a muncher.
What does that mean?
I'm not familiar Jablani, with that
what
term.
What is that? A munch.
I gotta be honest. I don't have any idea what Tibbs is talking about here.
A munch.
I don't know, but it makes me think of this.
Sexy time.
Oh man. Right. Blandy. We got Brandon. Brandon's fucking back in full force. Good. I'm going to tell you.
I'm glad.
Brandon called many times this week. I like it. I think I like it. All right.
Play. I'll be the judge.
I'll be the judge. Hey, Tim's will be the judge.
Boys? It's Brandon. Just finished the overtime game with Charlotte. First of all, we shouldn't have. It was all right. I'm happy we got the win. All right. But there's no way we should have let the Hornets stick around as much as they did. Just like Clyde would say, Swiss cheese defense. I like Evan out there. He was knocking down some shots. Obi, you know, knocking down three. So I'm really happy to see him falling. You know, you guys mentioned on a pod that, Quickly does not really look for Cam. I think you guys may be right. I don't know. Thoughts on that? Tonight's game, you can see Cam a little frustrated. There was one play that he was cutting into the lane, and you see him kind of like holding his hands out for the ball. But I don't know if you guys caught that. But either way, I'm glad we got the win, but it wasn't our finest hour as far as how we played. Our defense really sucked ass tonight. Brunson, man, wow. He's not afraid to hit big shots. He's mentally tough. He's taking on the leadership role very well. Randall seems to be accepting it. Very good dynamic. I just love watching this team. Another person that surprised me is Dennis Smith Jr., having him back in the Garden. Played well. Played well. Wish him the best. Even though he's no longer a Nick. Once a Nick, always a Nick. Wish him the best. But, yeah, man, the player of the game clearly was Brunson, man. That was that one dump-off pass to Mitch, that was wow. All right, man. Thanks.
I loved the when the ball almost went out of bounds and RJ got it back to Brunson, and then he hit that big three with somebody right in his face.
That was crazy sequence right there. Yeah.
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 That was the ultimate like Brunson cool as a cucumber moment, Barry, which you said before. Yeah. He was like towing the line. Then just stepped right up, hit that clutch three, which I don't remember what that put them ahead. Did that get them closer at that point? I don't remember. But
that game,
like thinking back to it now, yeah, they lost lead and then they actually went down by like 5 points, right?
Yeah,
with like
five.
Less than 2 minutes left. And they came back. So that was, I know they shouldn't have been in that position, but that says a lot that they were able to come back. A lot. All right, what were you about to say there?
I was just gonna say, like, We mentioned that Quickly thing about not passing the Cam. That wasn't us saying that. That's what we saw.
We just brought up that people
We just brought
were
up people were mentioning that. We didn't, I don't think any of us felt that.
I don't know if I buy into that, to be honest.
No, me neither. But I think Quickly's looking to make the best play he can make for the team, whether that's him holding on to it, you know, and making something happen or get it to somebody, but he'll get it to somebody, which we saw that game as well, where he did get it to Cam. Speaking of Cam, because we've talked about how unselfish this team is and the ball movement.
Uh-huh.
but I think clearly Cam Reddish is the most selfish player on this team.
Yes. I was thinking that tonight. Honestly.
Whenever he gets the ball, whenever he gets
the
ball.
He puts his head down. He's looking to make the most of his opportunities.
Yes. He looks to shoot or he looks to drive to the basket. He's never looking to pass.
There are times he'll get all the rebound season. And he'll go coast to coast without even looking at another person.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You okay?
And I'm sure Tibbs doesn't like that.
No.
You know, I feel like what Brandon was saying, like he's not, everyone is talking about him, like not everyone, but there's the Cam Hive, right, who wants him to start over Fournier or whatever. And people say he's like the only wing on the team with that, which I guess is kind of true. But he is, I feel like he is just going to be a nice piece, like a nice 8 or 9
he's fine.
Off the bench, you know.
Rotation like, piece is fine. Yeah. You know, again, he had a couple of nice plays against the Bucks too. He had a couple of nice defensive plays against the Bucks too where he got into passing lanes and disrupted and stuff. But
if he's in the rotation, good for him. I think that's basically the goal for him. I don't think he's going to be,
well, the question will be,
like he's going to be much more than that.
The question will be is when Quentin Grimes is healthy and is back in the lineup, then what happens to him?
That's a big if now at this point, though. I mean, we don't even know what the hell's wrong with him. It's his foot. That's all we know.
Yeah.
We know something's up with his foot. We know he has feet.
You would think at this point somebody would dig a little bit deeper. I mean, right?
Why he's got they... 2 feet. That's what we know.
It's untouchable. Yeah, he's untouchable. All right.
Donovan Mitchell dropped like 40 tonight.
Okay, let's not talk about it. Let's just ignore it.
Another 40, huh?
I think we got the Cavs fucking coming up, so it's going to be right in our fucking face.
That's the next game.
All right, Blandy.
There we go.
What up, motherfuckers? It's Hotepe, a.k.a. Bing Bong Hits, a.k.a. Clyde Suit, a.k.a. Ah, fuck it, whatever. Anyway, I just want to say you guys have not only the best fucking Knicks podcast out there, you have the best Knicks podcast intro song. I walk around the house fucking singing it like a wet cat in heat. My wife can't stand it. But it's and you guys have the best Knicks podcast logo. And I am sporting my It's a Hard Knicks Life t-shirt swag and the stickers you sent me. Craig, thank you. I have them on all my fucking cars and laptops. I love it. So I just wanted to say I love that. Oh, and one other thing. I think watching this team right now with a real point guard with Jalen Brunson is like, man, it's like losing your virginity. I feel like we spent the last 10, 15 years rubbing up against those fucking cotton panties Barry was talking about a few weeks back. And now, bam, we are in there. And man, it feels good. And I'm walking around all confident and shit. And I love it. And we'll see how the rest of the season goes. But anyway, keep up the great work, boys. You guys rock. I love it. Out.
Guys, we are finally, we're in there. And we're not getting out, you know?
Can we get a sponsorship deal? What is that, Craig?
We're fucking in there.
Is that supposed to be like you being like sexy or something?
And we're not finishing. We're not coming out. We're nothing. We're just staying in there. It feels so good.
That's right. You want to? No, wait, you're not going to finish?
I've been in there for 3 weeks. All right.
And you're not going to finish. That might be a problem.
No.
That might be an issue.
I might have a finishing problem like RJ. Yeah. I might have a fucking finishing problem here.
I'm not a porn star.
Can you play the beginning of that? Who was that? I couldn't hear who he said he was.
He that
and
was
I sent
AKA
stickers
everything.
Over?
I guess so, yeah.
Who?
On, let's see.
What up, motherfuckers? It's Hotepe, a.k.a.
Who's Hotepe?
Bing Bong Hits, a.k.a.
Am I missing something?
I don't know.
Hotepe.
Hotepe? Hotepe? I don't know.
Call back, man. That's a great voicemail. Tell you what, you anything about cotton panties and I'm in.
I think that we need to explore the idea of a sponsorship from somebody that makes cotton panties. How do we not at this point?
The sexy ass got to come back. It's got to be for cotton panties.
Yes.
Fruit of the Looms, Hanes.
Yeah. It could be anything. Anybody have a wife who works for any kind of corporate thing, like the Gap or anything like
Blandy,
that?
Why don't you start researching the shittiest fucking cotton panty brand? And see if they'll do our show for like a dollar an episode, just so we can do some sort of sexy cotton panty ad read.
I would Google right now cotton panties, but I'm logged in on my school Google account. On my
come on, my browser. This has to be the goal for this week. Let's find some shit brand of cotton panties somewhere that will pay us a quarter for every fucking show. We just got to do something.
Great.
It'd be incredible. All right, Blandy. Brandon's back. Hit the next one.
Boys, it's Brandon. I'm just driving around, and I really don't have anything Knicks-related to talk about besides hoping Quentin Grimes gets back out there. Love Reddish, but, I'd like to see what Quentin can bring with Brunson. Anyways, just a random thought, and don't kill the messenger or, the asker of this question, but Craig, Barry, Blandy, what's your favorite movie?
The only podcast where you call in when you don't even want to talk about the Knicks.
He's really invested in this. Like, he wants to know what we're into. But he didn't tell us his favorite movie. You should have told
us
his.
Let me ask you a question. Why is he like, don't kill the messenger? What's your favorite movie? Why would we... Are we going to kill the messenger over that question?
We talk about plenty of crap that has nothing to do with the Knicks. Like crap is some of the
stuff. Yeah, I don't know why you're asking that question. It's a little weird. I'm not upset about it.
It is what it is, man.
Barry, what's your favorite movie?
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, easy. Ooh,
that was quick.
Wow.
Yeah, that's no-brainer for me.
Blandy? Wow.
I really have like a three-way tie. It really depends what we're what we're talking about. Go ahead, just rattle them off.
What are the three fucking movies?
We don't have to dissect it.
Three-way tie.
Go ahead.
It's just 40-Year-Old Virgin, The Godfather, and Good Will Hunting. Three just completely different movies, all different genres.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, no favorite movie for me.
What? No, you gotta give us something.
No, I got this voicemail in advance, so I always know what people call about, and I was like, I was debating, do I have to come
up with a
favorite
movie? You've
gotta
have like five that you just know are like your top five. Maybe they're not in a specific order.
Listen, if you force me to give you a movie, I will give you one, but it's embarrassing. No. But that's the only...
He said 40-Year-Old Virgin. That's embarrassing to be a fucking favorite
movie. Are you kidding?
Movie.
It's the most hilarious movie, like, ever.
So I don't... I'm not, like, an enormous movie guy. I don't like watching movies more than once.
Okay.
But there are a couple movies where if they're on TV, I will watch them, even though I've seen them a million times. And one is... One is Karate Kid.
Oh.
Okay.
I love the original Karate Kid. It makes me feel so good for some reason. Oh,
yeah, no, me too.
And then, like, the original, like... The Rocky movies in general, I fucking love.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not like a big movie guy. So if you say like, okay. I wouldn't kill to see Karate Kid. I don't give a shit if I had never seen it again. It's not like that big of a deal. But yeah, those are the voicemails, guys. Some Miyagi good calls. Guy? Thank you for everyone who called in. Mr. Miyagi, yeah, when he moves from New Jersey to California,
I know.
Finish him. You get that finish him app.
More talk about finishing.
Get the finish him drop for when we talk about RJ.
Okay, I could do that.
Right, Johnny, finish him. Is that?
Yeah.
All right. You hear it, Blandy? You know, you don't have to wait for me every week.
No, I don't.
It's your time.
I have to.
No. You know, like every week, the music comes in, and then I have to fucking say.
He likes his big introduction. He's a diva, Craig. Deep down, he's a diva.
He pretends every time we go to it, he's like, oh, what's happening? What's happening? The news is happening right now? Oh, let me get settled in. Let me find my notes.
Finish him!
Oh, you got that.
Wow, Blandy with the quick. Wow, stepping up his game, Craig.
Yeah, wait.
Nice.
I'll have it as a regular drop.
That just gets you pumped up, man.
Wow. Yeah, totally.
Finish him!
Daniel LaRusso's gonna fight?
Dun, dun, dun.
Daniel LaRusso's gonna fight!
One of my favorite things in that movie is this.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, when he's laying on the table and Miyagi rubs his hands together.
Which, by the way, in retrospect, is a little weird.
It's not on his neck, dude. It's on his leg.
Is it? Oh.
It's his leg.
I've done this.
No, but he did that. He does it before that.
Why are you touching your neck?
I don't know. I thought you'd do it as like, he does it here somewhere. It's not his shoulder?
No, he does it to heal his leg.
Are you sure it's not his fucking shoulder ever?
I'm positive. It's his
leg. No, because he hurts his leg. He kicks him in the... like.
That's right. He
sometimes when I need like a pick-me-up, I go like this. And I pretend like this is going to...
Wait, Barry, do that motion again?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Blandy, what do you got?
All right, so a few quick stories here. I'll leave the last one, the most interesting one, to the end here, so we have a little bit more time to talk about it. First off, Forbes put out its annual list of the valuations of NBA franchises. Want to guess the most valuable NBA franchise at this moment in time?
The Knicks.
No, it is not the Knicks. It is not the Lakers.
Oh, the Warriors. Warriors.
It's the Golden State Warriors are worth about $7 billion. Knicks are second.
Oh, shit.
6.1. Then the Lakers, then the Bulls, and the Celtics. That's the top five.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes, $7
billion. Why did I say the Suns? Oh, I probably
franchises
said the Suns on the market.
Values have risen 15% over the past year. They're worth, on average, about $2.86 billion. In other money news, the NBA is looking to implement an upper spending limit. You know, right now they have the luxury tax, but with places like Golden State and Brooklyn and the Clippers running up massive luxury tax tabs, the league is actually looking to create a ceiling, which the Players Union is not for, obviously, because it would put somewhat of a cap on
that's never
on salary,
happen.
But anyway. You would not be able to exceed that. So that's just some boring number stuff. But the biggest thing, which just came down today before the Knicks game, is that the Spurs have out of the blue waived their first round draft pick from last year, the number 12 overall pick in the draft, Josh Primo.
He
was scratched, I think, the last two games for an issue with his glute, I think it was, his left glute. Uh-huh. And then the next thing you know, he was released. They released a statement. It is our hope that in the long run, this decision will serve the best interests of both the organization and Joshua. They said they will not be releasing any comments or answering any questions at this time. Popovich said he was not saying anything. The organization will not comment any further. The weird thing is that they just picked up his third-year team option for $4.3 million 2 weeks ago. All of his merchandise has been scrubbed from their online store. He took his 61,000 following Instagram profile private. His girlfriend took hers private. So it's really, really weird. Now, he released a statement earlier this evening. Let me just see what that... I didn't pull that up. That says, I know that you all are surprised by today's announcement. I've been seeking help to deal with previous trauma I suffered and will now take this time to focus on my mental health treatment more fully. I hope to be able to discuss these issues in the future so I can help others who have suffered in a similar way. I appreciate privacy at this time. Which makes it seem like he's just stepping away because he's having mental health issues. But it doesn't add up. I mean, why has he been scrubbed from the team website? Why has he taken everything private? And why would this happen 2 weeks after they just guaranteed him, you know, that $4.3 million? It seems...
Are we throwing conspiracy theories out now?
Is weird. No, I don't have any. I'm just saying it doesn't seem weird.
For all of that to be happening so fast.
Right.
Right, like it, like purposely. It does seem weird. And they could give him a leave of absence or time to figure shit out. But he's literally been released as a 19-year-old. He was drafted right. 18 when he was drafted.
Yeah.
And like, you know how long we held on to Kevin Knox or some of these guys. Teams don't do that with a young player with potential. They're not going to give up on a 19-year-old after 1 year unless there's something wrong.
Especially if you look at some of the stuff that they've said about him, recently, he was supposed to be like a big part of the team moving forward. I will say that as I was looking on Twitter, there's a guy named Matthew Tynan who used to be the Spurs beat guy for The Athletic, and now he's on Substack doing his own stuff. But he's a verified blue check, and he said that Primo being waived has nothing to do with basketball, still gathering details, and then followed that up 30 minutes ago with still no further details, but the team is sticking to the statement from before that I just read. Pretty clearly a sensitive situation. So something weird is going on.
Did you mention what happens now with him? I know he said he's focusing on some mental health stuff, but can other teams pick him up?
I can't remember who had it on Twitter, but maybe it was Bobby Marks, that he will be eligible to be claimed with cap space by another team if a front office of another team wants to do
so. Team with cap space, basically.
Yeah.
Interesting story. Yeah. Keep an eye on, Landon.
Who knows? There was some weird stuff being tossed around, but I'm not going to bring it up because it's not, you know.
You're too credible to do that.
I'm a serious newsman. I'm not gonna.
You do have
it. And there's other stuff. Diarrhea. Damian Lillard is out for 1 to 2 weeks with a calf strain or something like that. But I didn't hear what you said.
I just heard diarrhea.
Too much integrity, and then I was like, "How's the diarrhea going?"
But that's not the news. Okay, that's
right. That's before the news. Yeah.
Right. That's different. Right. That's the way.
Do it. Bounce the fucking basketball.
Oh, you stepped on it. As did I. You both stepped on it.
It's like, Blandy will talk about diarrhea, whatever, before and after the music. But between those two musics.
Oh, yeah. Right. When he's wearing his news
hat. I
have
a job to do.
No. Get it. Fucking Dan Rather over there.
Exactly. Dan Rather's not talking about crap stories while he's doing the news.
Damn blabber.
Before, afterwards, I'm sure that's what he was doing all the time.
Now we can talk about it. When you have diarrhea, when you wipe, sometimes goes right through the toilet paper to your hand, right? It's a problem. All right. That's going to do it for today. What?
I didn't know we were going there.
You've never. I guess I've had too much to drink. Reach out to us. It's ahardnickslife@gmail.com. You can follow me at ahardnickslife on Twitter. Barry at Barry Dworkin. Blandy at Blandy Hooper. And you can call us
at 516-33-MESH-1. That's 516-336-3741.
Speaking of Twitter there, I just want to throw this out there. I have been just languishing in like 468, 469 for like months. I'll go up a couple. I'll go down a couple. Help me get up to 500, please.
Oh,
anybody out
Blandy's,
there?
It's just gotten to the point where Blandy's right, begging at the end of the show. Wow.
Yeah. Come on,
all right. 500. Action.
Just get me to 500.
So we have a shit ton more listeners than that. Ooh, number there. Ton. So if exactly. You're not following Blandy and you're on Twitter,
just help me get to
go
500.
Go to @BlandyHooper right now, please,
I'm begging
and
you.
Give him a follow.
Listen, come on. He's had a rough week with diarrhea.
That's right.
All right.
COVID
he
probably.
Spends a lot right? of time on the toilet checking that Twitter. Probably COVID. We don't know. He's pretty sure he had it.
And look, and if you're into comics and you're into Star Wars. And
right.
your politics. Political views are politics. On the left. Sure. You know, then he's a great follow.
Yeah. He's an excellent tried, follow. Follow him. Help him out.
I've tried to calm down with the political stuff.
You know, show
people just want to see bad.
Show how happy you are that Blandy's okay. That it is yeah. just diarrhea by following him.
There's no better way.
Right. To follow show. Him all the way to the toilet, okay?
That's disgusting.
@BlandyHooper.
All right, Blandy. You know what? You deserve this. I want you to get some more followers. Why don't you give everyone the upcoming schedule?
Okay. I can do that. So here we go. We are looking at...
Wow, he still wasn't
the
ready
the Sunday, yeah. Cleveland. No, I got it right here. We got Cleveland.
Doesn't sound like it.
At Cleveland on Sunday. And then we don't play again until Wednesday, which is weird. Home against Atlanta. And then Friday at Philadelphia. So three games wow. coming up.
Those are going to be three good ones right there.
It's weird.
Donovan
you know, it's
Mitchell,
Cleveland,
I think
then
that's
south
6 p.m.
to Atlanta, and then
on Sunday?
And back up. Yes.
6 p.m. game mm-hmm. on Sunday. Set your alarms.
And then we get to go fuck Trae Young.
DeJounte Murray and Trae Young.
Tell him to go fuck himself.
With Atlanta, that's... I mean, and then Philly. That's three tough games. We might come back here as a... Great. As a losing and, team.
And no, then you got three tough games right after that, too. Not ooh. That I'm trying to steal is giving the schedule.
All
that,
depends
but then
on Embiid,
three.
Too. Embiid was out tonight, so, I mean, it's next Friday, so it's a week. So
yeah,
knows?
It's a tough stretch. Like you said, Cleveland, Atlanta, Philly. And then right after that, you got Boston. You've got Minnesota. You got Brooklyn. So, you know, we're going to see what this team is made of, you know, going up well, against some competition that you can argue is slightly
Brooklyn.
Better than us or right, you know, at our
I
level.
Mean, come on.
Yeah, why is Tibbs saying...
The Nets suck! Nobody gives a crap. Nobody gives a shit about the Nets other than Brooklyn.
I don't even know what this
but
is.
But guess what? Brooklyn sucks too.
Who's
Blandy,
that?
What is that from? That sounds know. Like sounds like that? A podcast.
I don't
didn't know. You play that? You don't know what that is?
I did. It's a Brooklyn sucks thing.
But
that was don't never play that.
I don't know.
Again.
I went looking weird. One day for stuff about the Knicks, the Nets sucking.
That was the worst drop you've ever played, man.
What?
All of a sudden, I felt like a few losers who have a podcast infiltrated our fucking loser podcast. All right. You take a drink there. That was the moment. In the middle of one of the three conversations you have on this show. And you take it. You know, Blandy doesn't get involved in that many back and forths. The one he's getting, he starts drinking.
No, he's like, you know what?
Just, to me, it's
he didn't even say new. He's just like, I'm out. I'm
out. It's not even worth it.
I need to. I need to wet my throat for just saying life.
I'm not getting into it with you. I'm not going to get into it.
Well, until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.